Good morning, everybody. It's time for Montana's statewide talk show, Voices of Montana. Treat to have you along with us today as we're going to talk about a program that has been a phenomenal success in Montana in the last 8 years, the Real Montana Leadership Training Program, where REAL stands for Resource, Education, and Agricultural Leadership, a leadership training program involving some of your neighbors. And they're visiting some of your neighborhoods, as we'll hear in just a moment. Good morning, everybody. It's time for Voices of Montana.
From Montana, for Montana, Voices of Montana, with guest host Taylor Brown. Call in today at 866-NBS-LIVE, or text a comment or question to 781-627-5483. Now, as you've heard, it's your guest host, Taylor Brown.
Thank you, Josh, and good morning, everybody. It's a great day across Montana. Going to be over 60 degrees in some areas today. Kind of makes you think it's time to get out there and do some spring planting. And, you know, if I was a baby calf or a baby lamb, I'm looking out there thinking, this would be a pretty good day to come into the world if you got to pick. Better than some we've had. It's a treat today to bring you this program. We're going to talk about Real Montana, the two-year leadership training program. And also many thanks to Tom Schultz, who's allowed me to come in and guest host today. Tom is somewhere in the eastern part of Montana's High Line right now. He and Coulter are headed for the Northeast Montana Farm Expo in Plentywood, and we're going to wish them well. I think it's a fun time that neither one of them has participated in before, and what a treat for them to go and see that. So we'll be probably hearing from them tomorrow. I think Tom's going to do his show tomorrow from Plentywood. So everything you wanted to know about Northeast Montana, you'll hear it tomorrow as Tom Schultz and Coulter Brown will be broadcasting from Radio International KATQ Country. On the program today, the subject is Real Montana, the two-year leadership training program. This is class four of Real Montana, and they have just passed their halfway point of a two-year program. A two-year program that got extended just a little bit due to COVID. Joining me on the phone today from Helena, Colette Anderson. Colette is the president of Real Montana. She's a member of Class 4. Each year the class elects somebody to serve as their president. And I guess, Colette, they're the ones that have to be on the radio to be on Voices of Montana. But welcome to the show, and talk a little about yourself. You're a civil engineer that's based there in Helena.
Hi, good morning, Taylor. Yes, thanks for having me. I am a civil engineer based in Helena. I focus a lot on working in rural communities around the state of Montana, mostly in the water and sewer arenas. I think that Real Montana has been a great opportunity for me to connect with other industry leaders around the state and really learn more about the natural resource industry. So I've really enjoyed it so far, and I'm looking forward to this next year as we wrap things up.
Well, it must have been fun for you, Colette, to have the class come to two of your hometowns. I say two of them because Colette was born in Missoula, but of course she works, as she said, now in Helena, but she's also an ore digger. So when the class this week visited Butte for a couple of days, last week I should say, and then Helena, Colette got to kind of host them. We're going to talk to her in a moment about having Real Montana and what they saw in Butte and Helena last week. By the way, Colette is a leader in her own right. She's past chair of the Montana section of the American Water Works Association, and most everybody in this program has already had some leadership ability and some leadership practice, but as you'll hear, those skills get practiced a lot in Real Montana. The second person we've got on the phone with us today is the program manager for Real Montana. Welcome, Jamie Edmondson of Bozeman. And Jamie, you've been around the program long enough now. You've seen some of these stops before, but man, you guys had a challenge that are running this program during the COVID year this last year.
Absolutely. Thanks, Taylor, for having us on. I'm excited to be here, and we were excited to be back in person last week in Butte and Helena. As you know, and everybody was in the same boat, 2020 was truly a paradigm shift. So as emerging leaders, it challenged us to look for new ways to lead in an in a unique setting. And so we can visit a little bit about that, just the year that we had more virtual learning. And so we were very excited to be back in person.
Well, I thought the idea of pulling two, usually they do a class every other month or so over a 2 year period. And this last week they put two seminars into one, went to Butte for a few days, then went to Helena for a few days. Of course, you can imagine the Helena part was based a lot on state government, the Butte part on the mining and the industries that are based there in southwestern Montana. We're going to come back in just a moment. We'll talk to Colette Anderson of Helena and Jamie Edson of Bozeman. The Real Montana program is our subject as Voices of Montana continues. On today's Voices of Montana program, Taylor Brown here sitting in your guest host today, and our subject is the Real Montana Leadership Training Program. Joining me on the phone, the president of the Real Montana Class 4, Colette Anderson of Helena, and also Jamie Edmondson of Bozeman, who is program manager for Real Montana. Let's talk first to Colette about the trip to her old college stomping grounds last week. Colette, I think people, when they think about Real Montana, they don't realize how many people in that program are not necessarily involved in a specific segment like agriculture or timber or oil and gas or mining or in your case, the management of the of municipal services. Let's talk about that and what you saw last week in Butte. I think people will get an idea of what this program is like when they hear what you guys did in Butte just a week ago today to learn about mining and manufacturing.
Yeah, it was honestly one of my favorite seminars that we've had so far. So we got a lot of things done in a couple of short days. And in Butte, it was really great to gain a lot of additional insights into Montana's history. Butte has such a rich history that many people are probably aware of. But we got to explore the Montana Resources operations there, as well as go underground into the Orphan Girl and the Orphan Boy mines and kind of observe some students who get some really great hands-on experience there in those mines. Interestingly enough, I went to school in Butte and had spent a lot of time in Butte, but I had never gone and toured those mines. So that was really interesting for me. We, you know, heard from Nancy Schlepp about the Black Butte Copper Project near White Sulphur. We learned a lot about the Butte Superfund projects and some of the improvements that are going to be occurring in that community in the coming years. We got to do a lot of really neat things. We talked to Tammy Johnson from the Montana Mining Association, you know, about just how important mining is, about what a pivotal role it played in our, you know, our state's formation. And then also now, as our society kind of makes this push towards clean energy, just about how mining will continue to play a pivotal role given, you know, the amount of minerals and metals required for that clean energy. So it's a lot of really interesting conversation and viewpoints from people involved in these mining operations.
You know, if people haven't been in Butte for a while, if they have not toured some of those locations, the things that are starting to happen in Butte in the last 5 to 10 years in the way of manufacturing and world-class products that we export, it is eye-opening to see what we're accomplishing there.
Yeah, absolutely. That Montana Resources operation is really incredible. We got to kind of learn about, you know, all of the things that they're doing and their workers and how they run their operation and safety. You know, they have an impeccable safety record, which was interesting, and all the copper that comes out of those mines and whatnot. So yeah, it was really impressive and really interesting. And then on top of that, we got to learn a lot about just Butte's rich history. We did a little tour of up-down Butte and saw some of the old architecture and you know, learned a lot about their history. So that was fun too.
I think, but you mentioned some of the real leaders in the industry when you were going through the list of who you met with last week, and that probably is one of the key benefits that Real Montana is trying to impart, and that is to learn to get connected to those kinds of leaders and then to learn from them how to represent the industry, how to support the industry, and how to move it forward.
Yeah, absolutely. They had some great insight because, you know, as you know, some of these industries can be somewhat controversial. There's people, you know, on the other side who maybe think differently about how they need to be handled. And so there was some really good discussion just about collaboration and reaching out and finding common ground and finding a way to get accurate information out there, and, you know, about mining or whatever it might be, and working with people, and really collaborating and, communicating as being really key leadership skills to find some success.
Speaking as a guy that comes from the agricultural resource, it's always amazing to me how much miners think a lot like ranchers when it comes to taking care of resources, or foresters, or many others. So I think it's key to learn from each other, and a lot of it is skill building. You practice some of the, well, just describe some of the skills you guys practice. I know you do some public speaking practice. You even worked on how to run meetings and how to do parliamentary procedure.
Yeah, that is exactly right. So while we were in Butte, as we wrapped up our Butte seminar before we took off and came over to Helena, we had Dan Clark from Montana State University speak to us about parliamentary procedure and using it as a tool to really facilitate good decision making, how to run an effective meeting. We talked about Robert's Rules of Order and how to really make them work for our own organizations. We talked about, agendas and the importance of having a good agenda and how to really facilitate an effective meeting, encouraging public comment and accepting public comment, in making meetings productive.
So we've got a few seconds left here before we need to get to break. So I won't get you started on the Helena program yet, but it was the next step. Then you left Butte, you came to Helena, which would be a week ago, day after tomorrow. And I enjoyed helping to speak to you there and share some of my past experiences as a legislator, but always amazed at hearing from the lobbyists. And I was impressed that several of the lobbyists there are graduates of Real Montana. And let's come back and talk about that Helena seminar as our conversation this morning continues. Real Montana, the subject on Voices of Montana. On today's program, Taylor Brown sitting in today as your guest host for Voices of Montana. We're talking about the Real Montana Leadership Training Program. I should mention that our normal host, Tom Schultz, is on his way to the KATQ Northeast Montana Farm Expo. Colter Brown and Tom Schultz are going to be there tonight and tomorrow morning and tomorrow when they open the doors at 9 a.m. out there at the Civic Center on the east side of Plentywood at the fairgrounds. The Northeast Montana Farm Expo goes 9 until 2 if you're headed up that way on Saturday and 9 until 5 tomorrow. About 30 booths, Bonnie says. And, of course, first thing I ask, are the Knights of Columbus providing the lunch? Yes, they are. So that's tomorrow. And also the Angel Project does a lot of good there in the Northeast Montana community. They are providing homemade pies. So you can buy a slice or a whole pie and donate to that Angel Project. So thanks to them for all they do. I wish I was going to be in Plentywood tomorrow. One of the most fun events on our calendar, the KATQ Northeast Montana Farm Expo. Let's get back to the Real Montana program. We've just been talking to Colette Anderson just a moment ago. Colette Anderson and Jamie Edmondson joined us on today's program. And Colette, let me come back to you to talk about what you did a week ago at Seminar 5 of Real Montana. There are 10 seminars over a two-year period. You've now gotten through 5 of them. And this last week, you came back to your hometown where you've worked and raised your family there with Great West Engineering. And it was exciting to show them the legislature and also Helena last week.
Yeah, that's right. I think the experience in Helena is great because it really opens your eyes to how accessible our government is, and that seminar made it very apparent in ways that we are really able to make a difference in our government, whether it's, helping get the right people elected to support causes that are important to us, or testifying in front of a committee on an important issue. So we got to, speak with some of our senators and representatives directly. We had a seminar full of, like you said, some lobbyists and really great speakers who talked about their own leadership philosophies.
Well, of course, you and I's hope is that everybody in the class becomes a lobbyist of some sort, in some way, to support their industry and stand up and represent. But several alumni of this program in our first 3 classes are professional lobbyists now, and one serves in the legislature. So it must have been interesting to you as a class member to see them stand up, who was in your shoes 2 years ago. Now they're representing an industry in front of the legislature.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really interesting. And then it was interesting to hear the follow-up discussion, you know, amongst our classmates as to who's going to be the next senator or the next representative out of Class 4 from Real Montana. But yeah, it was great to hear perspectives from, we had Bridger Malum and Brian Thompson, who were both of Class 3, who've been up, you know, at the legislature testifying on various issues. They actually walked us through you know, how the legislature works and how to get the information, you know, online to, you know, view committee hearings, to go testify in front of committees and things like that. So that was really good education for people, you know, who haven't spent a lot of time around the legislature. We heard from Nicole Rolfe from the Montana Farm Bureau, and she's done a lot of lobbying up there, and she's really showed us around the Capitol, which was great. We also, I'm trying to remember some of the other great speakers we have. We had let's see, Representative Lou Jones and Representative Jim Keene come and speak to us, which was really great because they're two people who kind of see things from different sides of the aisle, and it was a great conversation about, you know, kind of what I touched on earlier, sure, just collaboration and how you can still get things done by working together.
Well, it sounds like it was eye-opening for you, even though you live there, even though you're there. It's fun to go up on the hill and see how the process works. Jamie, let me come back to you. Jamie Edmondson. So we're halfway through the class. They've covered federal policy. You've taken them back to Washington. You've had them in media training. But what's ahead now for the next four or five classes? I guess you've got over the next few months, there's still another set of seminars to come.
Absolutely. So Taylor, yes, we're just now passing that halfway point. There's still a lot of great information and training for our class members. Our next seminar is actually going to be held in May, and we're looking at the livestock, coal, oil and gas industries. So we'll be in Colstrip, Miles City, Sydney, that eastern side of the state, which we're very excited about. And then we'll make our way up in June to Great Falls to look at crop production and that golden triangle and just how important that is to the Montana economy. And we'll get to visit timber production in Kalispell later this fall. And then in the spring of 2022, we'll actually be taking off on our international trip. So that cross-industry approach is incredibly important to our curriculum, and we really try to hit on all the natural resources around the state throughout these 2 years. So we still have a lot of learning left to do.
Jamie, you talked about the upcoming seminars that will finish out the next year or so as Real Montana Class 4 wraps up. And you mentioned the international seminar, the trip that they're planning to Spain. And I'm thinking internationally, everything got shut down this last year. So it's taken some work to make that thing come together. But talk about what and why international. Why does a Montana leader need to get international experience, and what do they gain from? You went with the class to India 2 years ago.
I did, and I think one of the key components and just a really unique component of this program is the international experience. And I think it's easy for anybody when you're in an industry to become a little bit centric focused, where you're looking at your industry or your state and seeing the impact at that local level. But it's so important to see what kind of impact Montana natural resources has on the rest of the world. We went to India in November of 2018, and that was an eye-opener when you walk into a local grocery store and they're talking sourcing and how they get their different products, and you pick up a package and it says grown in Montana. So it's pretty amazing to see how the economic impact of our state impacts, you know, it's truly farm to table, but halfway across the world. And so it was really unique to be able to see how our pulse crop industry and wheat industry makes a difference in India or China or Colombia, several of our different international experiences that the classes have taken. And so that international component is so important for our class members to see that there is an impact far beyond our Montana borders.
And the skills that they have to learn to get good at traveling overseas. I know the first couple of times I was overseas, I was surprised at the skills you'll need, A, to just to what to do, and B, how to cope. I'm thinking about Colette, and well, I don't know, I won't put her on the spot here, but I'm telling you, the hardest part for Colette going overseas for a couple of weeks or 10 days or however long is going to be leaving your four kids at home and leaving your family at home and then just not getting homesick and learning to take advantage of the situation and to let the culture happen to you. Jamie, that's a skill that it takes practice.
Absolutely. And the truth is we're not just looking to build leaders who understand the nuts and bolts of natural resources industries. We're developing leaders to be able to collaborate and adjust and adapt. And those soft skills are just as important as the hard skills and the knowledge. And so it's a big hurdle to jump over when you're going to a country that may have language barriers or cultural barriers that you don't understand or missing a plane and ending up in a different country overnight, as we did in India, and getting sick. I mean, there's so many things and how you have to pick up and keep going, as well as understanding, you learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about your class members, and it truly teaches you to be a more adaptable, open-minded individual, to look at different cultures and say, what lesson, although this culture may be very different than my own, what lesson can I take back and apply to my leadership or to my home, my industry? So those are just as important as the information we pick up.
We've got about a half minute left. Colette, I bet that's probably the most exciting part for you guys to think about being able to go overseas together.
Yeah, I know. I speak for our entire class that we were all very excited to find out, where we get to go, and we're anxiously awaiting being able to get to take that trip over to Spain and Morocco.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the many things that Real Montana is doing and how it's helping train these leaders, including the diversity of the class. I've asked another class member to call in here. I think we'll be hearing from your buddy Sue Ann here in just a moment and maybe talk a little about some of the other aspects of Real Montana. The Real Montana program is our subject today. I'm Taylor Brown. You're listening to Voices of Montana. We've got a couple of special guests, Jamie Edmondson and Colette Anderson. We hope you're enjoying today's show.
The fastest hour in Montana radio continues. Call 1-866-627-5483 and join Montana's statewide radio talk show, Voices of Montana, with Tom Schultz.
This morning, Taylor Brown sitting in as your guest host while Tom Schultz is on the road to Northeast Montana today to the KATQ Northeast Montana Farm Expo. My guests are Colette Anderson of Helena, the president of Class 4 of Real Montana, and Jamie Edmondson of Bozeman, the program manager for Class 4. And I see on the line we have Sue Ann Stroyford, who's another member of Class 4. We're going to get to her in just a second. But before I do that, I wanted, Colette, for you to talk about the diversity of the class. I mean, you're not the only civil engineer in the class. There's an attorney or two. And I've got three amazing ladies on the phone today. It's about half men and half women. So there's a lot of diversity in the industries. I mean, you've got people from hydro, people from forestry. Talk about the diversity of that class. And I'm sure that was a surprise to you when you realized how broad that diversity was going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Class 4 is made up of a really fantastic group of leaders, and like you said, with very diverse backgrounds and experience. There's myself as an engineer, there's other engineers, we have attorneys, bankers, accountants, farmers, ranchers, people from the timber industry. What I've learned about my classmates through this first half of Real Montana is that they're very much engaged and eager to learn, and the diversity just gives us so many different perspectives on, the different issues surrounding the natural resource industries and other industries, and leadership in general. My classmates are bright and motivated, and I just think that our state's really lucky to have this group of people, looking out for our natural resource industries, but developing as leaders, to go back into their own communities, and do good.
Jamie, that diversity is intentional. As the program manager, you know how much work goes into putting that diversity into finding a representative from oil and gas, and a representative from timber, a representative from hydro, trying to pull that diversity together. And speaking of that, if you want to be in Class 5, it's not too early to start talking about the next class that you'll be selecting, and you'll continue to look for that kind of diversity, I assume.
We will be. Yes, diversity is one of the key components to the program, because we really want there to be that cross-industry approach that we talked about, and the importance of pulling everyone together, because a lot of times what is a challenge or opportunity in agriculture is very similar to the same challenges and opportunities that you see in mining or logging. It just comes with a different face and different hard hat. So it's important to be able to get these folks in a room and be able to collaborate and talk about issues, regulatory issues that affect everyone, or an important component is the changing dynamic of our state and how do we welcome discussions and being able to educate the general public about our different industries. Growing up in agriculture, didn't know a lot about mining. So those things are important for us to bring everyone together so that they can have that education. And then, yes, Class 5, we are looking to open Class 5 applications this fall. So if it's an interest to any listener, we please reach out to us at the program. Check out our website at realmontana.org. There'll be information coming about that application process. And diversity, of course, is a big component for us, so that we can make sure we have all the different industries and just different leaders to bring in that great discussion and great collaboration, which is part of the program.
I want to welcome in another member of Class 4, Sue Ann Stroyford from Bozeman. And Sue Ann is a member of Class 4, but she actually served on our board of directors before she was in Class 4, because she has a ton of leadership training experience. As member relations director for the Montana Farm Bureau, Sue Ann was one of the key organizers, and has been for several years, of the Young Ag Leaders Conference, the YALC Conference, that involves all kinds of people from agriculture. So, Sue Ann, I wanted to invite you in and then to get your thoughts as you've passed the halfway point now. You're heading into the second half of the class.
Good morning, Taylor. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm excited to be part of the class. Like you mentioned, I had been on the planning side of this program for years and just was so excited about the opportunities that the advisory committee was providing for the class members. And there was still so much that I felt like I could learn. And so I have been excited to be able to take advantage of the opportunity from the other side as a class member. And this class absolutely does not disappoint with the amount of information and the caliber, the quality of the speakers, the relationships, the other leaders. It's just been an amazing experience. I feel very fortunate to be in Class 4.
I'm so glad you said that, because I've attended quite a few of these classes myself, and it never fails that I learn something. And not just something about the location, but something about how to lead or how to influence people or how to make a difference and engage others. I mean, it's just, and I learn it from the people in that class. I'm just like you said, I learn it from the people you're sitting next to at the table. Sue Ann, I also want to talk about an area where you have stepped up in a huge leadership role, along with Jamie and others here, to create a fundraising source for Real Montana. First of all, Jamie, maybe talk about how the program has been funded to this part, because it involves a lot of organizations and industries that have stepped forward. Then we're going to talk about where we're going in the future. But Jamie Edmondson, you worked with the Montana FFA Foundation in your past history, and many of those same people that support that kind of high school leadership also have stepped up to help your program.
Absolutely. So we just have a great cohort of public and private partnerships around the state. So we are with MSU Extension, and that's an important component to the program, being able to have that relationship with Extension. But we have a lot of private partnership as well. Northwest Farm Credit Services, Farm Bureau, the CHS Foundation, Northwestern Energy. I mean, we could go on and on with folks that support. And I think that the value truly lies in being able to develop that next group of leaders, because they're leaders in their home communities, they're leaders at the statewide level and in their industries. And so it's so important, not only to the program, but to our partners, that we pour into them and we make sure they get the best training and experience possible to be equipped to lead, whether it's the local school board or in the legislature.
You know, it's not easy to get those resources in the right place to train people. But Sue Ann, you were involved there at Farm Bureau when the Farm Bureau formed their foundation. So that gave us a leg up when you took on the leadership role in creating the Real Montana Foundation. You are the current chairman of that foundation. Talk about, it's just become available in the last few months and where it's going to go next.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that we took time to do it right, to get a solid foundation to what, for which to grow the foundation, the Real Montana Foundation. So, of course, we pulled expertise from lots of different areas, including our foundation, and we got our 501c3 designation at the end, toward the end of 2019, and then, of course, 2020 was a very interesting year, but I'm proud that we took the time with the group of leaders that we have in place, which includes you, Taylor. Thank you for your expertise to really get policies and procedures in place, an MOU with Montana State University, and just kind of lay the groundwork so that once we really get a full board of directors in place for the foundation, we really have a good starting off place and we can hit the ground running, which is exciting.
You know, I think about the people that are behind this program in its past. We would not be here, let's just say that, without Wadhead Cruzado. If she hadn't stepped up and put the extension in behind this, or Carrie Hegreberg, who brought the contracting industry and the infrastructure side of it, and many others. I mean, there's a long list of people who've helped to make this happen. Let's get into a bit more detail about that when we continue our last break here as we're discussing Real Montana, the leadership training program on Voices of Montana. I'm Taylor Brown. Taylor Brown here talking about the Real Montana program, and three guests today that are helping me with that, Sue Ann Stroyford, Colette Anderson, and Jamie Edmondson. I started mentioning names who have been instrumental in this program, and I knew I shouldn't have done that, but I do feel that it's important to mention some of the people that got us where we are, and we can't forget to mention Janelle Booth, who was our first program director and helped run the first three programs, and of course our current program director, Tara Becken, who is the current person who is running the program and working with Jamie in that respect. In fact, she's making a presentation to a potential sponsor today. But let's go forward a bit more, if I could, Sue Ann, with the foundation, because you are actually looking for a few leaders to engage in that foundation. You've got a couple of board positions that are open there. Let's talk about what it's going to take to make that foundation successful. Talk about what your plan is for that going forward, Sue Ann.
Yeah, we just want to really create an opportunity for growing engagement with sponsors and supporters. Obviously, by creating this 501c3 arm of Real Montana, we are creating an opportunity for charitable donations. It really opens up a whole new scope of supporters or members that are available to us, to the foundation. And yes, like I said, we put a lot of these policies in place in 2019 and 2020. We are looking to fill all of our board seats this year and hopefully by mid-2021. And our board makeup will be industry stakeholders, past alumni of the program, current advisory board members for the program. So we'll really create a nice mix of people, but again, the future, the whole reason we started the foundation is we want this Real Montana program to stand on its feet for years to come and be really financially stable. And this foundation is going to create that opportunity, just open up more opportunities for support.
These programs started decades ago when the Kellogg Foundation gave the first money to start the first programs in the upper Midwest. And Jamie, you have met some of those leaders in other state leadership programs. You've had a chance to connect your classes to other state leader classes. That must be gratifying. In fact, I think you've been to the national meeting of those leadership programs, haven't you?
We have, yes. So we did, fall of 2019, we were able to go to Texas and meet with all of the directors from around the country that has similar programs to Real Montana. And I think it's really a testament to the quality of program when you see Washington on their 55th class and, you know, all these different programs that are just have amazing both programs and foundations and what their leaders go on to do, what their class members go on to do. So it is. It's really exciting, and it allows us to brainstorm and get ideas and bring back fresh perspectives.
Colette, I think we've successfully made our audience very jealous of you now. I think they're all wanting to be part of this and see what you have seen and are going to see going forward. But again, we're looking for class members for class five. So go to realmontana.org, take a look at the class, consider joining. It's a 2-year commitment. It's a pretty major commitment. And so you got to keep that in mind. We're looking for board members. We're always looking for people to serve on our advisory board or to come and be a guest speaker or a presenter or a trainer or help people learn their leadership skills. But Colette, the commitment that it takes, talk about that commitment as somebody might be thinking about this. It's not easy on your family, your business. And what about the cost of it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big commitment, and there's definitely sacrifices involved. But I think that in my situation, I am lucky to have the great support of my company. My company sees value in me gaining some of these leadership tools and gaining the connections and the relationships through the networking that we do throughout the program. And I can then return back to, you know, Great West Engineering and use those skills and, you know, with all of my clients around the state of Montana and elsewhere. So they have helped me cover some of the costs of the program because, like I said, they see the value in that. It is a big commitment. It's time away from my family. You mentioned earlier I do have 4 little kids, and so I have the great support of my husband, and my kids are cheering me on. But I think that, you know, as John Bennion said in our Helena program, he said that, you know, to have the courage to pursue something difficult. And so I think that if you want to be a great leader, you have to do the hard things and make those sacrifices to find success in that.
We just got a minute left. What's the best part about the program so far for you, Colette?
I think so far for me, the best part is my classmates and the relationships I've built with my classmates. They really represent, you know, some of the strongest leaders across the state, and I'm really thankful for the opportunity to have gotten to know them.
And so Sue Ann Stroyford, I better ask you the same question because you've been right there with her all the way through class 4. Your favorite part?
This happens to us all the time because we always end up with the same question. So I'm just going to say ditto. It's the people. It's the people. The people are what really matter in this program and the relationships and the contacts that you meet. They're amazing, and it'll change your world.
That's what we're about, changing the world. Thanks to Colette Anderson and Sue Ann Stroyford and Jamie Edmondson joining us today talking about the Real Montana Leadership Program. Go to realmontana.org and check it out. I think it'll be worth your time. I'm Taylor Brown. Tom Schultz will be broadcasting tomorrow from Plentywood from the Northeast Montana Farm Expo. Join he and Colter Brown tomorrow from KATQ Country. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers, and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.